Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now, Lord, for yet another opportunity, Lord Jesus, to come share your word, Father God. Lord, I just ask you to just calm my nerves, Lord Jesus. Lord, be with me right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that all those who have ears to hear, open their hearts, Lord Jesus. Open their minds, Lord Jesus. Let the word just touch them deep within, Lord Jesus. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. God's love is relentless.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
The words of that song, it just touched me because it said it never lets go, let you go. Through all of my failures, Lord, you still call me home. When I was reckless, you ran after me. Your mercy unshaken, your grace set me free.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, my God, my God. I tell you, God is so good, y'all. He is so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I just ask God to calm my nerves. I get up here and I get nervous.
Let the Lord use you.
Over the past 4 weeks, we have been diving into and learning about the architecture of grace. These first 4 weeks focused on the mirror and the mask. Coming out of hiding by realizing that God's gaze is not a spotlight searching for flaws, but a sun seeking to bring light. We learned that God is not a God of the quota, and that the grace we receive is not transactional. And God's grace is just pure and simple. We learn that God is not a God of pointing fingers, and that there is no condemnation, for his grace is sufficient to all that love him. And last week, we learned how silence does not mean absence, and that grace is the structure that holds our lives together. This morning, I'm going to be sharing with you all on how we move from a judicial God to a nurturing God. And how do we do that? By encountering the Hebrew concept of hesed, and that's spelled H-E-S-E-D. Some of the scriptures I'll be coming out of today, Psalms 103. Verses 8 through 14, Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 17, and then I'll have some other scriptures, some reference scriptures, Exodus 34, 6 and 7, and Romans 8, 38 and 39. Now my message My message title this morning is The Relentless Lover. Now, before I get into it, I want to give y'all, I have two definitions I'd like to share with y'all. Hesed, H-E-S-E-D, as I spell, is the Hebrew term in the Old Testament, often translated as steadfast love, loyal love, kindness, loving kindness, or mercy. Hesed describes God's covenantal, unwavering, and action-oriented faithfulness to his people. More than just an emotion, Hesed is loyal, sacrificial love that acts even when the recipient is undeserving. Amen. And then next definition I want to give you is relentless. Relentless describes someone or something that is unyielding, persistent, and refuses to stop, slacken, or give up, regardless of the circumstances. Amen. Psalm 103, verses 8 through 14, and I'm coming out of the New Living Translation. And it says, "The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, God is a father whose heart is moved by our frailty, not a judge moved by our failures. And Hesed is the glue of the universe. Now, Hesed is never just a feeling. It's an intervention. It's love in action. It's the kind of love that sees a need and moves to meet it, even when there is no obligation to do so. Hesed occurs roughly about 250 times in the Old Testament, mainly describing the relationship between God and his people. Now, when I said Hesed is the glue of the universe, it is the foundation of God's covenant with Israel, representing a promise-keeping, loyal, and endearing commitment. It's the glue of a relationship. Now, while love might change with our moods, Hesed is anchored in a covenant promise.
Say so.
Amen. It is the loyal love God has for his people. When we are unfaithful, God remains faithful because it is a covenant love. It means God is stuck with us for better or worse.
It's all right.
So Psalm 103, I want to just share some key attributes of God's character. Number one, he's merciful, bestowing kindness even when it is not earned. Number two, He's gracious, providing favor that is completely undeserved. Number three, he's slow to anger. God is patient, choosing restraint over immediate judgment. And number four, he's abounding in steadfast love. The Hebrew word hesed refers to God's loyal covenant-keeping love. Psalm 103 also, David uses three vivid metaphors to help the human mind just grasp the scale of God's love. He said it's vertical. That means up and down. That's the sky. And it says as high as the heavens are above the earth, representing immeasurable, ruthless. Its distance is the scale of his love for those who fear him. It's horizontal. That means straight across. East to west. Our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. Unlike the north and south, where the pole, they meet in the poles, you know, the north and south pole. East and west, they never meet.
That's true.
Symbolizing that God has permanently separated us from our transgressions. Amen. God's love is relational. That's the Father. I know some of us may not have had a natural father, but the love of our Heavenly Father, he is like a tender father. The Hebrew word rechem, R-E-C-H-E-M, is related to the womb, my God, suggesting the deep protective affection a parent has for a child. Amen. Psalm 23 and 6 says, surely goodness and mercy, that's Hesed, shall follow me all the days of my life. Follow means to pursue, to hunt down. So God's Hesed, that love, isn't just trailing behind us, but it's actively chasing us. Amen. In Exodus, it's actively chasing us, looking for every opportunity to overtake us with his kindness. In Exodus, no, I won't go that way right first. In the book of Ruth, if you remember the story of Ruth and Naomi, Ruth, this is just an example. Ruth showed hesed. I'm talking about loving kindness to her mother-in-law by staying with her in a foreign land when she had every right to leave and start her own life after her husband died. But she chose to stay and show that loyal love, that kindness to her mother-in-law. Like I said earlier, it's more than just an emotion. It's loyal, it's selfless caring, sacrificial love that acts. In Exodus 34, verse 6 and 7, it describes God himself as abounding in hesed, steadfast love, showing it is a core component of his nature. Amen. In Luke 15, Jesus shared his parable of the lost sheep. The good shepherd who leaves 99 safe sheep to relentlessly hunt for one that is lost, reflecting a love that never quits the chase. Relentless love is characterized as unbreakable, meaning neither death, life, nor any power in creation can separate us from it. And if you go back and just read Romans 8, 38 through 39, mm-hmm. you'll see what I'm saying. Amen.
Amen.
Zephaniah 3:17. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, with his love. He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. This verse depicts God as nurturing, loving, and a saving God, rather than a judicial one. As before, he's present, powerful, and a deeply affectionate Father. God is not distant, but intimately close, fulfilling the promises of Emmanuel, God with us. God is an active protector and champion who intervenes on behalf of his people. God finds immense joy and pleasure in his people, loving them deeply. And in his love, God is so calming that it silences anxiety, fear, and past failings. God rejoices over us all with singing. That's God's joy. And to give you just an example of that, the word in Zephaniah is a full emotion. God the Father is the one who holds his daughter Jerusalem and sings joyfully in her presence. Just as a loving parent cradles a child and sings out of love, God's song over his people is born of his great love. After a time of hardship, our loving Father dries his people's tears, comforts their hearts, and welcomes them to a new world. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I was just studying this, there was just so much. I mean, you can get overwhelmed with, you know, and I've never heard of Hesed. You know, I mean, I've heard, you know, you hear, I heard of steadfast love, but not knowing the meaning behind it, you know, but I heard of agape love, you know, and I don't want to get really into that. I want to wait till Wednesday to talk about what the difference is between Hesed and agape, because there is a difference. So in closing, God our Father sees a fragile child and offers us his hand. God isn't waiting for us to get it right before he loves us. He loves us because he knows we are dust and can do nothing apart from him. So because we have received Hesed from God, we are called to show it to others, especially to those who cannot pay us back. So when life feels unloving, remember that Hesed is based on God's character, not our circumstances. And let us see Jesus as Hesed in the flesh, the ultimate, above and beyond, act where God gave everything to his people who deserved nothing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Wow.
Amen. Sometimes I think short is sweet, and short is just,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. Thank you for your message today, Lord
yes.
Jesus. Lord, thank you for your relentless, faithful, steadfast, loyal, and covenantal love that pursues us daily. Help us all to be the people showing Hesed to everyone we meet. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.